Chapter 9. Leading Richer Lives. Local Communities. Councils deliver vital local services to our communities, but their budgets have been slashed by Conservative cuts. This has led to a deterioration of local services, from bin collection to road repair, and the loss of important community assets, such as libraries, youth centres, and women's refuges. Labour believes in devolving power to local communities, but that requires the necessary funding follows. A Labour government will give local government extra funding next year. We will initiate a review into reforming council tax and business rates, and consider new options such as land value tax to ensure local government funding for the long term. Labour will fund child burial fees for bereaved parents, ensuring that they are scrapped in all council areas. We will ensure libraries are preserved for future generations and updated with Wi-Fi and computers to meet modern needs. We will reduce the maximum stake on fixed odds betting terminals from £100 to £2. Rural infrastructure and industry has been neglected. Labour will invest in broadband, housing and transport to create jobs and ensure that the nation's prosperity is felt beyond our large towns and cities. Transport. Labour will invest in a modern, integrated, accessible and sustainable transport system that is reliable and affordable. Our transport systems illustrate the abject failure of Tory policies, relentless deregulation, privatisation and fragmentation. On our railways, we pay some of the highest fares in Europe for increasingly unreliable and overcrowded services. Labour will prioritise public service over private profit. We will start by bringing our railways back into public ownership as franchises expire. In public ownership, we will deliver real improvements for passengers by capping fares, introducing free Wi-Fi across the network, ensuring safe staffing levels, ending the expansion of driver-only operations, and introducing legal duties to improve accessibility for people with disabilities. Across the country, we will enable councils to provide first-class bus services by extending the powers to re-regulate local bus services and support the creation of municipal bus companies that are publicly run for passengers, not profit. A Labour government will invest so that every area gets its fair share of transport investment. We will invite the National Infrastructure Commission to recommend the next stages for upgrading the national cycle network. We will continue to upgrade our highways and improve roadworks at known bottlenecks. Environment. Investing in our environment is investing in our future. We will defend and extend existing environmental protections. We will champion sustainable farming, food and fishing by investing in and promoting skills, technology, market access and innovation. The Conservatives broke their promise to be the greenest government ever. They've allowed fracking in national parks, evaded their responsibilities on air quality, and cut the funding for flood defences. Labour will introduce a new Clean Air Act to deal with the Conservative legacy of illegal air quality. We will safeguard habitats and species in the blue belts of the seas and oceans. We will protect our bees by prohibiting neonicotinoids. We will work with farmers and foresters to plant 1 million trees of native species to promote biodiversity and better flood management. Animal welfare. Animals in our food chain need welfare standards. Domestic animals require stronger protection from cruelty. Wild animals need a sustainable ecosystem. Labor ended fox hunting, deer hunting, and hare coursing. Only a Labor government will maintain the bans. Culture for all. Britain's creative industries are the envy of the world, a source of national pride, a driver of inward investment and tourism, and a symbol of the kind of country we are now and aspire to be in the future. As Britain leaves the EU, we will put our world-class creative sector at the heart of our negotiations and future industrial strategy. We need to do more to open up the arts and creative industries to everyone. We will introduce a £1 billion cultural capital fund to upgrade our existing cultural and creative infrastructure to be ready for the digital age. Labour will end cuts to local authority budgets to support the provision of libraries, museums, and galleries. Labour will introduce an arts pupil premium to every primary school in England. £160 million a year boost for schools to invest in projects that will support cultural activities. Labour will ensure that tech companies are obliged to take measures that further protect children and tackle online abuse. We will ensure that young people understand and are able to easily remove any content they shared on the internet before they turned 18. Media. The BBC is a national asset which we should all be proud of. Unlike the Conservatives, Labour will always support it and uphold its independence. We are concerned about closures of local media outlets and the reductions in numbers of local journalists. Labour will hold a national review of local media and into the ownership of national media to ensure plurality. Sport. Sport must be run in the interests of those who participate in it and love it, not just for a privileged few. We will give football supporters the opportunity to have a greater say in how their clubs are run. We will legislate for accredited supporters' trusts to be able to appoint and remove at least 2 club directors and to purchase shares when clubs change hands. We will push sports authorities to make rapid improvements on access provision for fans with disabilities.